This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, March 15th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Michael Ryan reports in the Wyndham Journal that Prattsville, the Greene County town nearly wiped off the map by the storm surrounding Hurricane Irene, begins rebuilding this summer. On March 10th, town board members hired Maxian and Horst with a bid of $30,685 as the design team for improvements to Conine Field and the Village Green. New York State grants will pay for the new soccer field, a full-court basketball court, and a playground at Conine Field, and a walking trail if enough funds are available. The Village Green gets a new playground, a half-court basketball court, and landscaping, and construction should start in July, according to Ryan's report. Town board members also passed a resolution choosing Bast Hatfield with a $182,381 bid as lead contractor for Phase 1 of their streetscape plan. That plan creates four new parking spots along Washington Street at the intersection of Route 23. A section of sidewalk will also be built along Washington Street and on the opposite side of Main Street from Young's Agway store to the municipal building and the Village Green. That's paid for by a $200,000 grant from the New York State Environmental Protection Fund Local Waterfront Revitalization Program and a $25,000 grant from the Greene County Main Street Revitalization Program. Read the full story in the Wyndham Journal. Scenic Hudson and Columbia Land Conservancy announced on March 14th several conservation easements with over 450 acres of farmland involved. The local groups worked with the USDA Farmlands Protection Program and Dutch Hollow Farm in Stuyvesant and Kinderhook, Dihai Brothers Farm in Claremont. Quote, the total cost of these projects involving four distinct properties is approximately $1.3 million, including funding from the Farm Bill, Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program, and an equal amount from the Scenic Hudson, according to Scenic, quote, unquote, according to Scenic Hudson's press release. Quote, the transactions provide a direct infusion of capital to the farmers involved who can invest the funds in the productive capacity of their farms and expand their operations. CLC will hold, monitor, and enforce the easements, unquote. Today is Saturday, March 15th, 2014, and public meetings today, Congressman Chris Gibson is in Valencia at 9:30 a.m. at the Valencia Free Library for a presentation turning over a check for funds for a donation from Boy Scout Troop 114 to the library at the Valencia Free Library on Church Street in Valencia at 9:30 a.m. National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 45 and a low around 20. Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 27. Sunday night there's a 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 9. Monday, 20% chance of snow also, mostly cloudy, a high near 22 and a low around 16. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.